Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Careless People. A cautionary tale of power, greed, and lost idealism is a penetrating exploration of how modern institutions accumulate influence, rationalize excess, and slowly detach from the values that once animated them. Sarah Wynne Williams draws on a vantage point rare in contemporary nonfiction, moving between public policy, corporate boardrooms, media ecosystems, and the everyday lives that are shaped by decisions made far from public view. The result is a narrative that feels both intimate and systemic, mapping the subtle ways power is built and defended, the incentives that quietly drive people to look away, and the personal toll of moral compromise. This is not a book of caricatures about villains and heroes. It is a study of ordinary ambition, organizational logic, and the stories people tell themselves to make questionable decisions feel necessary, even virtuous. Through vivid case scenes, composite portraits, and clear frameworks, Wynne Williams shows how ideals can be co-opted, how reputations are manufactured, and how the machinery of modern influence makes accountability feel optional. Yet the book is not nihilistic. It offers a set of practical lenses and countermeasures that individuals, teams, and institutions can adopt to resist ethical drift and reclaim a credible public purpose. Whether you work in technology, politics, media, finance, or civil society, Careless People invites you to examine the forces shaping your choices and the structures that normalize risky behavior. It is both a cautionary tale and a toolkit, designed to help readers recognize the early signs of trouble, reorient incentives, and rebuild trust in places where it has quietly eroded. Above all, it challenges the comforting idea that good intentions are enough, arguing instead for disciplined integrity, anchored in transparency, shared accountability, and a willingness to face inconvenient facts. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the architecture of modern power. Wynne Williams maps power as an interconnected system rather than a single lever, showing how capital, code, law, and narrative combine to create durable influence. Capital funds scale, code operationalizes it, law legitimizes it, and narrative shields it. The book traces how these components reinforce one another across sectors, forming a lattice where each strut protects the others from scrutiny. Instead of focusing on a single corporation or politician, the author shows the flow between venture capital expectations, regulatory loopholes, public relations framing, and policy capture. This is where the danger lies. Power appears decentralized in a digital age, yet it is increasingly centralized in private infrastructures and informal networks that face few counterweights. The book illustrates the concept of power stacking. First, build a central infrastructure or a dependency, then embed yourself in standards or safety discourses, then mobilize media and think tank endorsements to project inevitability. By the time public attention arrives, the structure has already hardened. The author explains soft power techniques that make hard power possible. Philanthropic partnerships, research grants, advisory councils, and pilot programs cultivate allies and keep critics cautious. Plausible deniability is engineered through layers of subcontractors, partnerships, and independent-sounding entities whose funding structures are opaque to outsiders. Through grounded case scenes, the book makes visible the quiet committees where language is negotiated, the procurement rules that tilt markets, and the meeting calendars that reveal who truly has access. Crucially, Wynne Williams rejects conspiracy thinking. The system does not require perfect coordination. It only requires aligned incentives and a learned repertoire of playbooks. Leaders learn that speed beats oversight, that innovation rhetoric disarms critics, and that framing trade-offs as technical details moves them outside the moral imagination of the public. Readers gain a vocabulary for recognizing these patterns, along with diagnostic questions for assessing the legitimacy of any new initiative. Who benefits by default? Who bears the unseen risk? What oversight can actually stop a bad decision before it ossifies? Where are the off-ramps if the model fails? By reframing power as a design problem, the book empowers readers to ask better questions, build better guardrails, and resist the lazy fatalism that keeps harmful systems in place. Secondly, incentives and the machinery of greed. At the heart of the cautionary tale is a sober analysis of incentives. Wynn Williams shows how seemingly rational metrics can create perverse outcomes when they become the sole compass. Growth at any cost converts good intentions into extractive strategies. Safety goals become checklists rather than commitments. Compliance is reframed as an obstacle to be managed, not a norm to be internalized. The author details how compensation schemes, investor expectations, and internal dashboards shape behavior long before any explicit ethical question arrives. When bonuses and status correlate with expansion, teams will prioritize pipelines over people, velocity over validity, and market share over long-term trust. The book carefully dissects how greed is often aestheticized as operational excellence. Dashboards glow green, engagement graphs tick upward, and leadership town halls celebrate momentum. Hidden in the shine are negative externalities pushed onto users, contractors, communities, or the environment. Because these costs rarely live on the same dashboard, they are not experienced as losses. They are experienced as abstractions. Wynn Williams is particularly strong on the psychology of normalization. Small exceptions are granted to hit a milestone, then become precedents. The precedent morphs into policy. Over time, teams inherit a culture where questioning the objective is stigmatized as a lack of ambition or loyalty. In this climate, dissent requires unusual courage and carries career risk. The author connects this dynamic to financialization. When future expectations are priced into present valuations, leaders feel pressure to promise more than they can deliver and to backfill the promise with aggressive tactics. Greed, then, is not always a monstrous appetite. It is a set of learned responses to incentive structures that reward short horizons and punish careful stewardship. The book offers concrete counters. Redesign incentives to include measurable trust outcomes, independent safety triggers, and long-term cost accounting. Tie leadership rewards to verified user benefit, not just revenue. Fund internal red teams with veto power tied to pre-agreed criteria. Make external audits non-negotiable and publish response plans with dates and owners. Train managers to celebrate problem finding as much as problem solving. By shifting what counts, organizations can redirect the energy that currently fuels destructive greed toward sustainable performance that preserves dignity for employees and stakeholders alike. Thirdly, the slow erosion of idealism, one of the most affecting threads in the book, examines how idealism erodes. Wynn Williams follows the arc familiar to many high-talent recruits in technology, policy, and media. People join with a sense of purpose, drawn by missions that promise public benefit and personal growth. Early wins feel exhilarating. Urgency is missionized, and long hours are framed as noble sacrifice. Over time, the mission begins to flex to accommodate business realities, political constraints, or crisis narratives. Language shifts first. Users become segments. Citizens become voters. Patients become markets. The shift is subtle, but it changes what people see and how they feel responsible. The author identifies a pattern she calls ethical narrowing. Teams restrict the scope of what they feel accountable for to avoid unbearable cognitive dissonance. They focus on the metric they can control, outsource the rest to a future phase, or narrate trade-offs as temporary. When discomfort surfaces, they tell themselves that the alternative would be worse, that critics do not understand the complexity, or that the urgency of the mission justifies uncomfortable choices. Layered on top is moral injury, the pain experienced when people participate in actions that violate deeply held values. Wynn Williams presents scenes of staffers who swallow concerns to keep a program moving, only to find the unresolved tension resurfacing as burnout, cynicism, or disengagement. Managers, once the protectors of standards, become brokers of compromise. The hardest moment arrives when high performers realize that the system rewards their capacity to rationalize. At this inflection point, many either leave abruptly or detach emotionally while remaining inside. The book refuses to end this thread in despair. It outlines practices for preserving idealism without naivete. Establish personal absolutes in advance and share them with a trusted circle. Practice pre-commitment by writing down conditions under which you would pause or walk away. Seek friction by inviting external skeptics into product or policy reviews early. Use pre-mortems and harm mapping to make invisible costs visible. Rotate staff through roles that connect them directly to affected communities, not just to dashboards and decks. Invest in rituals that renew purpose, such as reflection sessions with stakeholders who can speak to both benefits and harms. Idealism, the book argues, is not a feeling to be protected, but a discipline to be practiced. When coupled with structures that make integrity the path of least resistance, it can endure the pressures of ambitious work. Fourthly, narrative control and the theater of legitimacy. Careless People exposes how stories are engineered to win time, de-risk scrutiny, and manufacture consent. Wynn Williams unpacks the interplay between crisis communications, think tank white papers, selective transparency, and strategic philanthropy. The goal is often not to falsify reality, but to direct attention to a curated slice of it. When controversy erupts, leaders adopt a familiar choreography. Announce a task force, commission a study with a safe mandate, release partial data framed as comprehensive, and seed op-eds that reframe the debate. By the time independent investigators gather facts, the temperature has cooled and the public has moved on. The book details how legitimacy is borrowed from institutions that appear independent but rely on funding or access that temper their criticism. Advisory councils are formed with respected names, yet their remit is narrow and their recommendations non-binding. Safety audits are conducted by vendors who optimize for speed and deniability. Town halls are staged with carefully screened questions. User forums are used as signaling devices rather than decision engines. Wynn Williams is equally clear-eyed about media dynamics. Outlets under resource pressure may rely on pre-packaged narratives, expert lists built by public relations, and embargoed reports that set the frame. Social platforms amplify emotionally charged takes, incentivizing polarization over nuance. In this environment, a well-funded narrative machine does not need to win the argument on the merits. It only needs to keep the controversy contested long enough to avoid decisive regulation, contract loss, or leadership change. The author also explores how legitimacy theater appears inside organizations. Internal decks celebrate compliance milestones without disclosing scope limitations. Risk registers exist but lack teeth. Leaders invoke confidentiality as a shield against colleagues who ask hard questions. The book offers a counter-strategy based on radical clarity. Make disclosures legible, not just technically complete. Publish the scope, methods, and limitations of any study alongside the results. Invite independent observers to key decision meetings and document dissenting views. Fund independent journalism and watchdogs without strings. Reward leaders who willingly surface uncomfortable evidence. Normalize the sentence "we do not yet know," and "here is how we plan to find out." When narrative becomes a space for truth-seeking rather than reputation management, organizations earn trust the hard way, which is the only way it lasts. Lastly, paths to accountability and renewal. After diagnosing the patterns, Wynn Williams turns to reconstruction. Accountability in this book is not punishment alone. It is the design of systems that make good behavior likely, risky behavior visible, and harmful behavior stoppable. The author outlines a layered approach. First, align incentives. Tie leadership rewards to multi-year outcomes that include trust, safety, and stakeholder benefit. Require independent assurance for claims that materially affect users, markets, or public policy. Second, strengthen governance. Seat independent directors with domain expertise in ethics, safety, and public interest. Create board committees with veto authority over high-risk launches, using predefined red lines. Third, empower voices. Establish protected channels for dissent with guaranteed response timelines, external escalation options, and anti-retaliation enforcement. Move away from anonymous suggestion boxes toward structured speak-up processes with audit trails and public metrics. Fourth, transparency by default. Publish risk taxonomies, safety postures, and incident reports with clear remediation plans. Share negative findings as a sign of maturity rather than weakness. Fifth, community accountability. Invite civic groups, affected users, and independent researchers into standing advisory councils with real influence over priorities. Allocate budgets for community experiments and honor what is learned even when it complicates strategy. The book adds practical team-level tools, pre-mortems to surface failure modes before launch, red teams to probe blind spots and power dynamics, decision logs to document rationale and revisit assumptions, ethics canvases to map harms, beneficiaries, and trade-offs in plain language, scenario planning that includes moral stress tests, not just financial ones. Finally, the author returns to personal agency. Each professional can build a personal constitution that sets boundaries, names values, and lists conditions for pause. Leaders can model vulnerability by admitting uncertainty, correcting course publicly, and rewarding principled no. Renewal happens when institutions accept that trust is an operating asset, not a public relations outcome. It is earned through consistency between stated values and verifiable action. The path is not easy. It requires patience, humility, and a tolerance for short-term discomfort. But the payoff is real. Organizations that embed accountability attract talent that cares, innovate more responsibly, and endure shocks better. Communities around them grow more resilient because they are invited into the work, not just sold a story about it. In conclusion, Careless People is a book for anyone who senses that the gap between promises and practice has widened and wants concrete ways to close it. Leaders in technology, finance, and media will find rigorous frameworks for aligning incentives, strengthening governance, and building cultures where integrity is operational rather than ornamental. Policymakers and regulators will gain a clearer view of how influence is constructed and defended, along with practical mechanisms to improve oversight without stifling useful innovation. Journalists, researchers, and advocates will recognize the playbooks that turn accountability into theater and will leave with strategies to pierce noise with well-framed evidence. Early career professionals will benefit from the sections on ethical drift, boundary setting, and career resilience, learning how to keep their ideals intact while operating in ambitious environments. The book can benefit your life because it translates large systemic issues into daily choices and repeatable practices. It teaches you how to read power structures, spot misaligned incentives, and ask questions that reveal hidden risks before they harden into crises. It equips you to design teams and projects that do not depend on heroism, but on trustable processes. It also gives language for conversations that many people want to have but struggle to start, making you more effective at leading change from wherever you sit. Why choose this book instead of others on similar themes? Its strength is synthesis with proximity. Wynn Williams blends systems analysis with lived organizational realities, moving fluidly from the whiteboard to the war room to the hearing room. The tone is unsparing yet humane, avoiding moral grandstanding in favor of specific, verifiable practices that readers can adopt tomorrow. It is neither a scandal chronicle nor a management platitude manual. It is a manual for adult integrity in complex systems. If you want a book that respects your intelligence, challenges your assumptions, and leaves you with tools rather than just takes, this is the one to buy. If you would like to support Sarah Wynn Williams, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.